Okay, today's daf is Shabbos Kuf Chaf Gimel. Kuf Chaf Gimel, and we are going to talk about Muksa. That's what this parak is about. Parak Kol HaKelim started, and it is all about Muksa, and that's what we're going to talk about. Muksa, we already had Muksa for 5 blot at the end of Parak Kira, and now we're going to have more Muksa in Parak Kol HaKelim. So just a general overview, today's daf on Kuf Chaf Gimel Amid Beis discusses at length the Gzeira of Kalim, the Gzeira of Tiltul Kalim. So maybe we'll talk about that in a future shir, but that is not exactly the general Takana of Muksa. If you remember, the Gemara says here that there were different stages of the Isra of Kalim because people were lax in their following the law, the Hilcha Shabbos, so they asserted some, and then they allowed some. When people started being Zahir, they allowed some, and they allowed some, and they allowed some, until finally they allowed Kli Shemalach Dele Heter always, Kli Shemalach Dele Isser, Letzara Gufa, Letzara Makomo, and Mechabal Etzel, they Yasser. So again, that's the Gzeira of Tiltul Kalim. But that's a specific, it's called Muksa, we call it Muksa, a Kli Shemalachto L'Isser, a Kli that is normally used for an Isser. We call that Muksa, but really the Gemara seems to say that it was at a separate stage when that was Mesukan. The Rambam tells us that there are different reasons for Muksa. Again, it's based on the Gemara. The Gemara here talks about Tiltul Kalim, and the Gemara on Tamara's daf, Kuf Chav Dalet Amid Beis, uses the line of V'tiltul Gufe Lav Mishum Hotsa'ahi, is in Kiltul because of Hotsa'ah, which seems to say that Tiltul is a Gzeira Mishum Hotsa'ah. Right? We don't want you to handle items on Shabbos, too many of them, because you might have to carry them outside in a place without an Erev, and that would be a Gzeira Mishum Hotsa'ah. That's what the Gemara seems to say. So it's fascinating that the Rambam, in Hilchos Shabbos, what he talks about, he gives 3 reasons for the Isra Muksa. He does not give that one. He does not give that one. That one seems to be beferish in the Gemara. That's what the Ravid jumps on. The Ravid at the end of Perachav Dal and Hilchos Shabbos jumps on the Rambam. After the Rambam gives 3 different reasons, the Ravid says, Od Amru, Atu Tiltul Lav Tzarech Hotsa'ahu, is in Tiltul Tzarech Hotsa'ah, V'yod Amru, and he quotes today's daf, B'mei Nechemya ben Chekli, Anishneis Mishnazu, Sha'amru, Shlosha Kelim Ketanim Nitalim, Al HaSholchan, Nimsa Ki Mipnei Chiyuv Hotsa'ah, Asru betiltol, Masha Asru shehu geder lahotza. Right, so Rabbanan said this is a gzeira de Rabbanan mishum hotza. So isn't that the reason? But again, the Rambam has 3 other reasons that he mentions here in Hilchos Shabbos. So one of the reasons the Rambam says Asru chachamim letaltel miksas dvarim b'Shabbos kederach shuosa b'chol. The chachamim said that it's asur to handle different items on Shabbos like on weekday. Umipnei ma nagu b'isru zeh. Why did the Rabbanan say this? Amru, why did they ask for these items? Uma'im his hiru Nevi'im. If the Nevi'im, where we had on Kuf Yud Gimel, we had about 11 days ago. Uma'im his hiru Nevi'im. Vitzivu, if the Nevi'im already warned and commanded, Shelo yehi luchach k'Shabbos, pi luchach b'chol, your hiluch, your walking should be different on Shabbos, v'lo sichas ha-Shabbos k'sichas ha-chol, and your talking should be different on Shabbos, shenemar v'dabar davar, and the Rambam does not add, but your clothing, Shelo yehi malbush, I'm not sure exactly why, the Rambam quotes 2 out of the 3 listed on that daf, hiluch and dibor, but not malbush, but if everything's supposed to be different, kal v'chomer, says the Rambam, shlo yehi tiltul b'Shabbos k'tiltul b'chol. Kal v'chomer, that what you handle on Shabbos should be different than what you handle on chol. Why? K'dei shlo yehi k'yom chol be'inav. So that it doesn't appear like a weekday in your mind, in your eyes. You might come to pick up Kalim and clean out the garage and schlep from here to there. You won't be violating any malacha. And to put away stones and take care of all of your activities. After all, you're not at work. You're sitting at home. You're looking for something to do. You're a little bored. And it comes out that you did not rest in the way that you should have. Ubatel atam shenemar batora laman yanuach. And you will have violated what it says in the Torah that you have to have menucha on Shabbos. So what is this last line adding? Ubatel atam, is it muksa derabanan? Muksa derabanan. So what is that? What is the Rambam telling us? So there seems to be some type of kiyum daraisa. We'll talk about this more about the Shem in a couple of minutes. The Rambam seems to say that the first reason for muksa is that the Shabbos day has to be different. You have to have a kiyum of shvisa, and if you don't separate and differentiate today from any other day, so then it will be a violation of lama'an yanuach. Lama'an yanuach, sharcha v'chamarcha, everything, yourself and your animals, and everything has to be different, and therefore the details of muksa might be derabanan, but the world and the kiyum of muksa could be daraisa. And we find that often in halacha. Sometimes the pratim might be derabanan, but it could be a kiyum daraisa. Right? Remember the Rambam in Hilchas Avel. The Rambam says beferish. The Rambam in Hilchas Avel talks about that. Let me just find the Rambam. The Rambam here says that there's a mitzvah saseh derabanan. Here in the beginning of Perek Yudalad, mitzvahs asei shel divreihem, levaker cholim alenachem avelim, nichum the biker cholim nichum avelim. These are all mitzvos derabanan that the rabbanan created. Ulahotzi amesul hachnas akal ulavas archim. All of them, all the mitzvos derabanan, all the mitzvos ben adam lachaveira that we're familiar with. Ulasak laso b'chol tzarchi akvura. V'chein l'sameach, right, likvor is somewhat controversial because isn't there a mitzvah of kvura? V'chein l'sameach chasam v'kala u'lesadam b'chol tzorcheyem. V'elu hen gemilas chasadam shebegufo, she'en lahem shir. These are gemilas chesed shebegufo. Says the Rambam now, af al pi shekol mitzvahs elu midivrehem, even though the details are here, are all mitzvahs d'rabbanan, harein b'chlal, v'hafla recha kamocha. They're included in the larger rubric, Daraisa of Avdarecha Kamocha, Kala Dvarim Shatarotza Shiasa Osam Lacha Achirim, all things that you want other people to do for you, Asei Otan Ata La Achicha Betaro Vemitzvahs. So you should do to your brother everything you want done to yourself, you should do to your brother. So that's another example of the details that are Durabanan, but the Kiyam is Daraisa. So that is all the Ramam number one of the reason for Muksa, so that it is different in your eyes, and you have a kiyum of shvisa and menucha. Number two, the ode. This one, I guess, is similar to the gzeira mishem hotsa'a, but it's not limited. Kishi yivaker v'yataltal kelim shemalachton le'isser, efshar she is asik b'hen ma'ad v'yavu l'dei malacha. If I'm handling kelim that are malachton le'isser all day, so then I might come to use them and violate a malacha. Right, this is also important that even though Pashas of the Gemara and Achronim point out that the Gzeirah of Tiltol Kalim is really something separate, right? Other areas in the Masechta, we have the different types of Muksa Machbas Chesron Kis, Muksa Machbas Skufo, as we'll list a number of them soon, but Tiltol Kalim, Klisha Matal Isser, is a different category of Muksa. The Rambam kind of puts it all together. The Rambam puts it as reason number two, so obviously he's talking about the Kalim also. And number three, the Rambam says, V'od, Mipinesha Mixas Ha'am Einam Bali Umnas. Some people are not professionals. They're not professional artisans. Ela betalin kol yameim. They're home all day. Kagona tayalim v'yoshei krono. Some people who are not involved in malacha even during the week. Shekol yameim shosim mi malacha. V'im yeh mutter lahalech uledaber uletaltel. Kishar hayamim. If it would be mutter for them to do everything that they do, like during the week, because they're not violating any malacha, to walk and to talk and to handle. Nimsa shloshavas shvisa hanikeres. It will come out that they didn't have a shvisa nikeres, a recognizable cessation. Right? This seems to be focused on others, not on you. Number one reason was focused on the person himself. It shouldn't be kal, shouldn't be like yom chol be'inav. Here, shvisa nikeres sounds like it has to do with the outsider. Lefichach shvisa midvarim elu hi shvisa hashaveh b'chol adam. And that's why the Rabbanan created this world. So you need shvisa nikeres. It has to be different. People should be able to recognize that today is a different kind of day. Interesting, the Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky in the Emes LeYaakov uses this principle in a totally different context. Totally different context regarding the mitzvah of eating on Erev Yom Kippur and the mitzvah of fasting on Yom Kippur. V'nisim es nafsho sechem betisha l'chodesh, says Rabbi Yaakov in Parshas Emor. Chazal darshu milashon ha-kasuv, shkala ochel v'shose be'erev Yom HaKippurim, ma'alav ha-kasuv gilu esanet shiva asiri. We know a few times in Shas, this Gemara comes up because it says you should fast from the 9th to the 10th, even though you're not supposed to fast on the 9th. What does it mean you fast on the 9th? Yes, they eat on the 9th, and that is ki'ilu you fasted on the 10th. the tour. Ki ilu nitztava les anos b'shteim. It's as if you fasted both days. The question: what does that mean? Fine, there's a mitzvah to fast, eat on Erev Yom Kippur. It's the only weekday of the year that there is a mitzvah daraisa to eat. But what does that have to do with fasting? Why is that ki'ilu you fasted on Yom Kippur? It's two different things. Whatever the lumdus is it preparation for Yom Kippur, for the fast of Yom Kippur? Is it the su'udas Yom Kippur? Right, that's the chakira, right, Shari Tshuva, Rabbeinu Yonah and Shari Tshuva has a line that it's like the su'udas Yom Kippur that comes early, while Rashi and the Rush both see to say it's hachana. But why should it be considered somewhat together that ki'ilu you fasted? V'nira, says Rabbi Yaakov, she'tamun kan hageder the in here is embedded the essence of the fast of Yom Kippur, the Hainu. Shekpida HaTorah, Shehainu Yishal Yom Asiri, Tzarech Lahaskel Miyom Atshi. He has to start the day earlier. Klomar, Shetzarech Lechol B'Yom Tishii, Kodim Sofayom, Ulahafsik Me'achiloso Mibod Yom, Ulahaskel Ha'inu. The contrast of eating on Erev Yom Kippur and fasting on Yom Kippur. If you wouldn't eat on Erev Yom Kippur, the inui of Yom Kippur wouldn't be recognizable and clear. Like the same idea as the Rambam, Shvisa Nikeres. It's even the same lashon is used in the Torah by Yom Kippur, Shvisa. Lachain Tzivsa Torah Lechol B'Yom Chi Ulahafsik Lechol Kodem Alayla. That's why the Torah says, eat today and stop eating a little bit Tosefes before. Olafiza Yotze Shachila V'Yahefza Kim Chelak Me'atainis. Part of the Kiyum of Yom Kippur is having the eating beforehand and then stopping. That is part of showing that the fasting on Yom Kippur is L'Shem Shamayim, so to speak. Shvisa Nikeres V'Asuda Mafsekas Tchilas Atainasi V'Lachein Tchii V'Asiri. That is the Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, and he writes in the footnote that the Rabbi Yaakov talks about this in many different places. But again, that's similar to this Rambam. So the Rambam quotes three different reasons. The Ravid quotes the fourth reason of the Gzeira of Hotzah. So again, going back to that first reason, there seem to be shades of a Daraisa, even though Muksa is really in the world of Darabanan, it's a rabbinically created world, but there's clearly shades of Daraisa. The Rambam says, Laman Yanuach. There is even an Amora, right? Some Rishon HaPaskin this way. Rabba in Psachim on Daf Mem Zayin Mabez, Rabba quotes that Muksa is a, at least partially, Daraisa, says the Gemara. Umuksa Daraisa, who? Is Muksa Daraisa? Omar Leh says Rabba, in yes. Dichsiv, v'haya b'yam ashishi, v'chinu as asher yaviyu. Right? The Pasuk in B'shalach. It was on day 6, on Friday, and they prepared. V'azharte mehacha, milo sasa kol malacha. Right? That's, don't do any malacha, and therefore make sure you prepare on Friday for the day of Shabbos. Right? V'chinu as asher yaviyu. That's Rabbah, and that's what Rashi says, and others say in other places, Rashi, and based on that base. Rashi, base, amid base. Here in Beitza, right? Remember, the beginning of Maseches Beitza talks about the four different days. Why it is Beitza Shenolda Biyantif Beishami Amram Tochal Beishalom Amram Lotochal? Why does Beisilol say Lotochal? So number one is because of the Gzeira of Muksa. That's number one. Number two, they quote Rabba again. Rabba Latameh Da'amar Rabba. Prepared beforehand. That's what the Gemara says, and that's what Rashi says. Beferish. Latami dama Rabba b'psachem yalf mehacha de muksa da'oraisa. Learns from here, according to Rabba, muksa is da'oraisa. The Pnei Yeshua here discusses maybe certain types of muksas, but it's even in halacha. The Gemara on the next daf. On Daf Gimel and Beis talks about the four different deos at the beginning of the Masechta, why Beis Hillel Asers, Beis Hashanolda Biyantif, Nolda Bazeh, Asura Bazeh. So again, Rav Nachman Hel, that's the first day of there. It's about Mukse Nolan, number one. Number two is Rabba, which says Mukse Daraisa. Then you have the two Xeris Darabanan, whether it's like Peiris HaNoshrim or Mashkin Shezavu. Then the Gemara goes into, what about this Braisa on Daf Gimel and Beis? Gimel and Beis, the Gemara is a Braisa that if this egg, that it's Beis HaShanolda, gets mixed up into a whole mixture of eggs, Sveika Asura. Sveika Asura. So the Gemara says, why should that suffix be Asura? So according to Rabba, says the Gemara, Bishlamala Rabba, this is a suffix Daraisa. Because Muks is Daraisa, Dama Risham Hachana, Havi Sveika Daraisa. They call Sveika Daraisa Lachumra. Ela Lerav Yosef, Lerav Yisla. But according to the other two deos of Mashkin Shezavu, or Peiros Hanoshrim, the two Gzeiros Drabanan, Damar Shum Gzeiros Sveikad Drabanan, and Sveikad Drabanan, and Shvimekel, Sveikad Drabanan Lakula. So Gemara talks about 3 out of 4. What about the fourth? What about Rav Nachman? Rav Nachman, who holds of the first day of Mukseh and Nolad, Durabanan, says the Tosfos Yishanim right here on the side of the Gemara, Aval Rav Nachman lo parech, de Mukseh chamira, v'havi ke'ein da'oraisa. Wow. Mukseh's chamor is ke'ein da'oraisa. Not exactly da'oraisa, but it is ke'ein da'oraisa, and that is why that's what the Gemara says. So you already see, it has even a smach da'oraisa even in halacha. And also at the beginning of Beitza, another example where we see this. The Gemara says, in the beginning of Beitza, Dav Beis, Koach de Hetera Adif. The Koach of Heter is stronger and Adif. What does that mean, Koach de Hetera Adif? So, Rashi says, on Koach de Hetera Adif, Beizam Abeiz, de Hetera Adif le, Toblo lahashmienu Koach de Vrei HaMatir, Shu Somech al Shmuaso. Right, Koach de Hetera Adif, why? Because if somebody's Matir, then he's really relying on his Shita. The Eno Yare Lahatir, he's not nervous or worried to be Mekel. Ava Koach HaOsrin Eno Raya. Shakol Yecholom Lahachmir, Vafilu B'Dvar HaMutter. Anybody can be Machmir, even in Dvar HaMutter. So therefore, saying that something is Osir doesn't really show anything great about how much you know the Sugya. But saying something is Mutter really knows that you're relying on yourself. Says the Tzlach, says another Behuda right here on that Rashi, maybe Koach de Hetera Adif is only by Yisurei Dar. Because by Daraisas, otherwise we would have, if we wouldn't know, we would be Machmir, because of Sari Daraisa Lechumra. So if you say that's where Koach Datir is Adif, because you would have been Machmir otherwise. Koach Datir Adif, Mishum Dezen Nachut Lashmienu, Shim Lo Neda Haheter Bebirur, Srichan Anola Hachmir Misafik, the Savik is Lechumra. Aval Haoser Lo Asal Anoto Elis Bedvarav. It doesn't tell us anything. Umitochani ragil omar, says the Noda Behuda. I'm ragil to say, Dohat, the Koach Tehra Adif, Hainu Maplukta, Hibishal Torah, Aval Maplukta, Hibishal Sofrim. But if it's a Drabanan, Nafochu. Savi Drabanu Lakula. So without him, I would have said Lakula anyway. So that is why it must be Koach di Isura Adif. Shemoho di Enu, Shuasar, Hainu Mikilim Isafik. Right, that's the chiddush of the tzlach, Koach Tehra Adif is only by the Raisas, not by the Drabanans. What's the problem? Our Gemara here in Beis Adav Beis is about Muksa. And Muksa is in the world of the Rabbanan. And that's where the Gemara says, Koach Tehra Adif. That's where the Tzlach says, exactly what we just said. Ulefize b'shmaitzin, shuik ke'isra de Rabbanan, aval biken amr Koach Tehra Adif. Rashi quotes Rashi. Right, avabikin yachani leskayim. I could still defend my shita. B'mashan yiraga lafari shu muksa shiny shesveiko lachumra shu chamor ke'ein da'oraisa. K'moshakasa v'atosvish yishanim lekaman dav gimel amibes. Right, that's what the tzlach says. The tzlach says that no, muksa is different. It's ke'ein da'oraisa. And this is also part, getting back to that last Rambam, whether it's the last Rambam of Shvisa Nikeres or the first one, that it's a kiyum of menucha, the Aruch HaShulchan, in the beginning of Shabbos, in the beginning of Simin Shinches, where he talks about the Muksa, discusses the idea of Darabanans creating a Daraisa environment based on the Ramban. The Ramban quotes this, the Ritva on Masechta Shabbos also quotes the Ramban, about what it does it mean, Yelachem Shabbason. What does Shabbason mean? Says the Ramban in Perach Chav Gimel of Vayikra in Parshas Emor, Perach of Gimel, Pasach of Dalet, says the Ramban, after quoting a Midrashim, which seems to say that Shabbason and Shavuos has some Daraisa elements, says the Ramban, V'nir Elisha, Medrash Zazel Omar, Shenitz Tavinu Min HaTorah, Lios Lana Menucha, B'yantif, Afilu Midvarim She'enan Malacha. The Daraisa mitzvah of Shabbason is that we should have menucha on yantif even from activities that are not malacha. Lo she yitrach kol yom limdor atvuos velishkol aperos vamatanos. We shouldn't be involved in measuring and weighing olamali achavios lefanos akela, moving things. Vegam ha'avanim mibayis labayis mimakom lamakom, also moving stones from house to house, place to place. V'maisi ir mukefes choma, if you had a walled city. V'dlasos nulos balayla, you are mosim al chamorim, you could load your donkeys, you could carry. V'yashuk malei lakol Mekachu Memkar, Chanus Psucha, Chemini Makif, Shulchanam al Shulchanam, Vipalim Mashkimel Malachton. It'll be a regular day. That's what the Torah says. Shabbason, Shia Yom Shvisu Menucha, Lo Yom Torah. Ze Pirish Tov V'Yafet. So again, Muksa could be part of that as well, in terms of what type of day it helps create. There are many different categories of muksa, right? Muksa machmas gufo, inherently not a kli or food. Muksa machmas chesron kis, something that is not used for anything other than its purpose, and people would be machmed about that. Different lashonos in the Gemara about that. Muksa machmas iser, muksa machmas miyutz, it's something disgusting that you want to use. There are certain types of heterim called graf shel rei, but these are all details. The Gemara says in a few places that muksa is a machlokas, Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. That does not mean that Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold of any muksa, and Rabbi Yehuda does. It just means Rabbi Shimon holds of less muksas, while Rabbi Yehuda holds of more muksas. But again, that's an important ha'ara that we're showing to make. Even Rabbi Shimon holds of certain muksas, the Gemara says in a few places. One final note, the isser of muksa is to move muksa. Per se, there seems to be no isser to touch muksa. That's the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Membeis. Davar shu shinches, that's the simon about muksa. Davar shu muksa mutter ligabo. Ubelvad shalo yeh mina'aneya afilu miksaso. It's mutter to touch it, right? You just can't move it. You can't move it. You can't touch it. And that's what the Ramah says earlier in Sif Gimel as well. Sif Gimel as well. There is a question, the Gra, and the Magen Avram is Machmer, the Gra is Mekel. Because if you look at that, the Trumas Hadeshim, which is the source of the Ramah, seems to say that you're allowed to touch Muksa as long as you're doing it for yourself, not for the Dvar Muksa. I'm holding on to something to lift myself up. But let's say I'm touching muksa for the muksa itself. I put a bowl over an egg. That's muksa. And the bowl touches the egg. So I want to protect it. So the Truman Sedeshin seems to say that's a problem. Simon Samach Zayin, it's only mutter for the davar hamuksa for yourself. The hasam, kiva nachas kliala beitza l'tzorech habeitza, havi davar muksa, v'kaf aser ligabo. In other cases, it is mutter. So again, that's a question. The Magen Avraham is machmer like that Trumas Hadeshen, but the Ramah, the Pashas of the Ramah, and the Vilna Gaon are mekel to assume that only moving muksa is a problem and not touching muksa.